was Ella Chi.
I think she sounds a bit like Lily Allen.
She is a bit on a bit of the Lily Allen school.
Yeah.
Catherine wants some Dolly Parton for later. Can we sort this out? Bit of Jolene.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Gervais is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Not the new stuff. Oh, hello.
What, like you didn't notice
like
me?
I didn't notice. No, yeah. But I...
You should do that Steve Wright thing and I'll applaud.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would be a bit more respectful than, oh, what? Oh, hello.
No, I was about to say about if it's going to be Dolly Parton, please don't it be the new stuff that no one's heard of.
No,
that's
Jolene. Jolene, yeah. Great song.
I went to see her last year. All
really?
New stuff.
Oh, no.
New Dolly, stuff.
Dolly.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that. It's, I like the arrogance of someone that does a festival or something and I go, this is our new one. No, you've only got two songs. This is for charity. Do the one we know.
Yeah. Yeah, don't turn up on Live Aid and do some obscure B-side.
Exactly.
Don't do the B-side, yeah.
Yeah. So Ricky Gervais, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on a bit of a PR tour. You're just limited. Only the big shows.
That's
right?
the best.
Yeah, good.
The best ones.
Yeah, sorry you've got the understudies today.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Did you consider dropping out when you heard it?
Of course I didn't. I didn't. I did text John and go, what's up with you?
Yeah.
What is up with you?
Yeah.
It was too weak to come to the phone. I don't consider this the B team in any shape or form.
The touring cast, maybe?
No. You're bigger than Jonathan.
Well, I don't know if anyone's bigger than Jonathan Ross.
Well, you are. Ricky Gervais is
probably
bigger
are.
Right. That's
you're an international mega brand now.
I'm gonna take this and just send that soundbite to Jonathan. That's amazing. Ricky Gervais is bigger than Jonathan Ross. Catherine Tate. That'll do. That's the back of the next DVD.
Do you feel like an international entertainment colossus straddling the globe?
That's exactly how I feel when I get up. When
is that actually on your passport?
Yeah. They said, can we just have an acronym? Because it's very long. It goes over to page two. This is going all over your visas. I went, no. Don't abbreviate it at all.
No, that's it.
Lovely.
Work hard
I can't
for
remember
that.
It, but it's the best description of me. Or fat annoying git. That's the other one I hear quite a lot. I prefer yours.
Although you're looking pretty trim, I'd say.
Thank you very much.
So and you're not wearing pyjamas.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, these are pyjamas.
Are they really?
Pyjamas.
Are they an elasticated waist or a drawstring?
Well, both. Because I've got two pairs from their Marks & Spencer's gym jams.
You
wouldn't know. You wouldn't know, would you?
Because do you know what they look like? They look chic. Like a bit of that sort of shiny, could be a bit of a shiny designer tracksuit bottom.
Just like a 70-year-old woman wears on a plane.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, they're like the tracksuit.
You're a lean stretch.
I'm a... I am.
Two's company indubitably.
I am exactly Elaine Stritch, yes.
You've got two pairs.
Well, I've got one. It has got a drawstring, but the other one's lost the drawstring, and it's just as good because it stays elasticated. So it's sort of belt and braces without the belt and braces.
Nice.
I stopped wearing belts and braces about 10 years ago, so just comfort for me now.
But you know, have you heard that there's women in St Mellons in Cardiff?
St Mellons.
It's an area of Cardiff.
Okay.
The area is less relevant than the fact that a Tesco has banned her from shopping in her pyjamas.
So you go, they wouldn't know. They'd look at me and they'd go, are they pyjamas? And I go, how dare you?
Yeah.
I go,
do you know how much these cost?
These are £2,000. This is Dolce & Gabbana.
And people would
they do look
you.
A bit Dolce & Gabbana. That's
absolutely
interesting.
Right. Yeah. And he'd go, all right, sir. I'll go, where are the pies? He'd go over there.
Point in the direction of the Ginsters. We're probably not allowed to say brand names, I'm sorry.
There are other pasties
available.
There are loads of other pasties
There are
available.
Loads of pasties. Yeah, I mean, which is your favourite in the past? I'm always a cheese and onion man myself.
I don't like those sort of flavours. If you're going to have a pie, have a chicken and mushroom pie. That's what I say. My friend Carl Pilkington...
Chicken tikka slice.
No, it's wrong.
No, it is
That's
wrong.
It's like chicken on a pizza.
There's
rules. I keep to the rules. None of this new thing like, let's put a squid in a trainer and put it in dry ice. No, let's not put a squid in a trainer and pop it in dry ice.
Yeah.
Let's have a lovely bit of pepperoni on a pizza.
You two have found each other here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is it.
I'm a man of simple tastes.
I've got rules. They did try at one point to put baked beans on a pizza. Like cooked breakfast on a pizza.
I think they called it a cooked breakfast.
Yeah,
pizza,
how
disgusting.
No, you could have baked beans with a pizza, I suppose, but that's as far.
Well, on as a topping?
Yeah, it would be a bit mad, wouldn't it?
Disgusting.
But a nice bit of cold pizza with kidney beans. Now we're talking.
Kidney
beans? That in my household is a salad.
Where's
So growing up, my mum would make me a salad. She said, it's hot weather, Rick, let's have a salad. The salad would, first of all, be in a plastic plate that she stole when she used to do the meals at my school, right? We had about 30 school plates, light blue plastic ones. Lovely, good for Frisbees, yeah. Right? So the salad would be grated egg, grated cheese, bit of chicken, packet of crisps, bit of beetroot that you'd leave. That was a salad when I was growing up.
Yeah, you don't see crisps in a salad anymore. That was a staple.
Crisp sandwich, that was good.
That was what you got.
Or grated egg. I think that goes the extra mile to grate the egg.
Well, it's easy to eat.
You're boiling an egg for a long time before you can grate it, aren't you?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Not like sliced in one of those nice
grated
things.
Grated egg. Grate everything.
Grated egg.
To try and rule out chewing. Chewing is the boring bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just want taste and swallowing. That's what you want.
You could just shove it all in the liquidizer and take it through a straw.
Absolutely. Oh, I did that to get myself onto fruit. I thought I'm just going to liquidize it. 5 fruits, drink it. Yeah. Hold your nose.
Get
drink
it all out of the way first thing in the morning.
Absolutely.
And then you're done for the day. Then you can have what you like.
But juicing it's better than pulping it.
No.
Oh, no fibre.
Yeah, because you have to hold your nose and it's.
You
swallow it like it's like porridge. But I'm better now. Now I enjoy sort of fruit. I've educated myself. I'm much more sophisticated now.
Have you lost a bit of weight? I'd say you're looking pretty trim.
Not through working out.
Oh, all right.
Because then you don't have to give up food, really.
Exactly.
I
work out an hour a day.
You did that boxing thing, didn't you?
Oh God, that was.
I remember thinking that was
at my peak of fat and unfit. I think.
But that must have got you fit.
Oh God, no, it didn't. No, because I didn't even really train there. I just went there and I thought I wasn't in danger of being hurt by Grant Bovey. I was in danger of having a heart attack. I thought I was going to burst.
But some man coming
at you. Why would I do that?
I wanted to ask you this at the time.
I know. I don't even do panel shows. So why would I say... The one thing I said was, do you want to fight someone? It was in shorts, which were falling down. Honestly. Oh, talk about moobs all over the place.
But
it was horrendous.
Coming at you with fists.
Yeah.
I've never been much of a
crazy.
Meal.
It was like two drunks going crazy in a pub for a minute. All my energy was done in the first 8 seconds. It was like a talk about an adrenaline dump. I went out there, the crowd roared, we went mental, and then I leant on him. It was ridiculous. Oh, what a terrible sight.
Was it for charity?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
You won though, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I think I leant on him harder than he leant on me. I don't know how they could work out what the punches were doing. It looked like a cartoon. You know when a cat falls in the water in a cartoon, it goes... It was like that, and it was all... They had to slow it down.
Propeller arms.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So you haven't kept it up then?
I have actually,
You kept up the boxing specifically?
Yeah. And I've done that since.
An hour a day, every single day?
An hour a day, yeah. Bit of running.
7 days a week?
Running on Hampstead Heath.
That's very impressive.
I've built a sort of a gym and spa in the basement.
Oh, I see. So,
kept the neighbours awake for a few weeks, but I'm thinner. So swings and roundabouts.
My paws are much better.
Your what?
Your paws. Do you have a sauna?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my cat.
I've got a cat.
I've got a little sauna,
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. A cat sauna.
This is all over the place, isn't it?
Good luck keeping up with that thread. I said to you, have you got a cat? You said, I have got a little sauna,
I have got a little sauna, but it went from paws.
I know, I meant paws.
She said paws, and I thought of my little cat.
We're going to pause.
Three-way pun.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to squeeze a bit of Dolly in if you can squeeze Dolly.
We can always squeeze Dolly in. What one is it going to be?
It's Jolene.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant.
Listen to the lyrics,